ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Tamin Sersok is an Australian actress and singer who's made it big in the States. She has made her way from Summer Bay to The Young and the Restless and Pretty Little Liars, along with a bunch of other acting accolades. She joins us right now. How are you, Tamin?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Tamin. It's so good to have you on. I'm imagining it's awesome for you to be back in Australia with your beautiful little family.
It is. You know what? We've been in Queensland for 6 months, and it has been amazing. We have had such an incredible time. My kids are in school here, and I always thought New South Wales because I was brought up in Sydney, but like I'm obsessed with Queensland. Like I think I'm converted now.
Loving it.
Sounds good.
Want to talk a lot about your, like Gabby said, your acting accolades. But first, before we do that, your family was actually hit pretty hard by the virus.
My husband got COVID January 2021 and he got severely ill. He was actually fine the first like 7-8 days, and then like day 8 it just took a turn for the worst. He had a very, very, very high fever and it didn't break for another 2 weeks, and we couldn't get the fever down and the hospitals were full. We were in Texas and there was one hospital letting people in for COVID, but he had inflammation in the brain and inflammation in, because it's an inflammation virus. You don't really know. They talk a lot about the breathing, but there's so many other things that can happen. So his bones were inflamed. So he couldn't move. He couldn't walk. He texted a friend, which I didn't know about, saying like, I think this is it. Didn't say that to us because he was quarantined away from us. We were at an Airbnb at the time, and he was quarantined for 3 weeks and didn't see the kids. We didn't get it, which is wild. It's just a very weird, interesting virus. And I'm glad he's okay now. There's definitely long-term COVID effects. He has memory issues. His body's still in a lot of pain. He's now just developed stomach problems, meaning every time he eats, like he feels like really full and like it's just hurts. But definitely hit close to home for sure.
That it's just the horror stories that you hear, and I can't believe that, you know, he thought he was at the end of his life. That is so scary. Good to hear that you're all, you know, feeling okay though, despite the long-term effects.
We're okay.
Can we talk a little bit about The Young and the Restless?
Please, let's do it.
I am so interested to hear if it's like a whole different world doing soapy drama in the States compared to doing it in Australia.
It's a totally different experience, those types of shows in Home and Away. Home and Away, they had a lot of locations outside, you know, which is one of the main differences. Like for those types of soaps, everything is really inside, like indoors. You get through, you know, 30 to 60 pages a day.
Oh my God.
There's not a lot of second takes. So like on Home and Away, if you're like, hey, I'd like another take, I'd like to feel more emotional, I wasn't connected, then that's totally fine. And on those shows, it's not that it's not fine, but you're not really doing more than two takes. Like you're doing one take.
It sounds a bit like radio to me, like no time for second takes. You're just on, you go, you're almost live. Let's fast forward. One of the more, I'm going to say, I believe, probably one of the more fun characters that you've got the chance to play, Jenna Marshall on Pretty Little Liars. Tell us about that.
That changed everything for me. So obviously Home and Away changed everything for me in Australia. But the minute we were on that show, I mean, you don't know. I've auditioned for 200 pilots. I've tested for so many. I've gotten some. I haven't. Some have gone. Some haven't. So I actually did the audition for Pretty Little Liars, and I walked out and I told my husband I was done with acting because I said it was the worst audition I'd ever done. I was like, I'm done. I was like, I screw this. F this. I'm done. I'm not acting anymore. And they got the call and they were like, would you like to be on the show called Pretty Little Liars? And I was like, what? So obviously it was everything for me for where I am now.
Well, something else you've made happen is a partnership with Mae Gibbs with a kids' apparel and homewares range with Snuggle Pot and Cuddle Pie.
Yes.
We all remember them from our childhood, the cutest little characters.
I'm just picturing the little babies with the gum nuts on their heads.
They're so cute.
So nostalgic.
What were the evil ones?
The Banksia men.
Banksia men! That's
yes.
Right.
Oh, they're the villains.
They were so scary.
My childhood coming back again. All right, she's in Australia for Mae Gibbs at the moment and really loving it, really making it her second home, how she always intended. Tamin Sursok from Home and Away to Young and the Restless, Pretty Little Lies. We've watched you in everything, and I had such a...
Hopefully there's more. Let's just manifest, like, keep working. Keep, like, this next year is going to be the best year yet, okay?
I had such a crush on Danny Sutherland in Home and Away,
you
by the way.
You did. Oh, did you have, like...
Who didn't, though?
I have, like, people would say, like, hey, like, I used to have a poster in my bedroom of you. I was like, that's kind of cool and so creepy. 100%.
I totally cut that out of TV.
I was like, because I did that to Dean Cain. You know what I mean? Like, Dean Cain was like my...
Lois,
oh my god.
Lois and Clark. Yeah. Lois.
Oh my god. He was like my heartthrob. Yeah, so I was on your wall. Good to know. Did you buy the FHM magazines?
Oh.
And Ralph.
Oh my goodness. You did.
Name them all.
He's like, actually, I have them right here. Now that you asked.
Tamin Sursok, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.